Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where no topic is too difficult to discuss, no truth too challenging to express when it needs to be said. Welcome back, everybody. I'm joined by my good friend and yours, Angela Lang. She's the executive director of Block. We've been talking about Charlie Kirk. I hate listening to these montages of Charlie Kirk because it is so disgusting.
Yeah.
But I think every person who wants to say, oh, well, you need to show empathy for Charlie Kirk. How much empathy was Charlie Kirk showing for all of these groups that he talked about in this way? None. Zero.
He literally said he said that he didn't believe in empathy. I'm surprised that didn't make the montage. There was just too much to pull from.
So much.
But he said he didn't believe in empathy and that it was like this new dangerous, like woke thing. And so for me, the way I've been like wrestling with, you know, this whole thing is multiple things can be true.
Yep.
It can be completely unacceptable how he died. And the man didn't believe in empathy. So it's okay if I'm not crying over him. And the man also thought that Black women didn't have the same type of processing power. So according to him, he doesn't believe in empathy, and I'm not capable anyways. He gets the most bare minimum, in my opinion. And I think that that's okay, right? Like, we can talk about that. And I know it's hard, and it may be, like, taboo, because everyone is like, oh, I have to get on the internet and start crying over it. No, it's okay.
But
it's okay to be like, no.
The thing that has me so upset is the taboo itself. There was like this immediate, like, oh my gosh, we can't speak honestly about things. The mainlining, the mainstreaming of racism and hate-based ideologies, right? Then to try to engage and point out that it's hate-based, racist, misogyny, and homophobic. Oh, you can't do that anymore.
Racism should be taboo.
Correct.
Homophobia, transphobia, all of that. That should be, be what's taboo. Like, I get it. It's hard for folks, I think, especially now in this moment when, like, every day, every week, there's, like, some new tragedy. I totally get that. But I also want to give folks permission. I have not commented on it publicly outside of, like, radio. I was on with Greg, and we got into it a little bit as well. But, like, I'm, you know, what I'm saying in my chats is a lot more, like, authentic than what I'm saying publicly because, like, there is some hurt and some pain by his comments. Right. And like, excuse me if I don't shed a tear for a man that didn't believe in my existence or any of my multiple identities. It's okay for me to not shed a tear for one of my oppressors.
Yeah, I'm willing to have empathy and express respect as long as your political beliefs aren't rooted in the elimination of my humanity, the degradation of who I am and my oppression. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jim from Appleton saying on the text line, the sanctification of Charlie Kirk is beyond disturbing. It is disgusting. Tom from New Berlin saying, thanks for talking about this again. It is so important. Sue saying she would have liked to see me debate Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk would have never debated me. I just don't think he would have. Yeah. And like the tired old, like, let me quote from Leviticus. Well, then, you know, you can't charge interest. You have to separate your foods. You know, women are property of their husband. It just I'm not even going to get into it. Let's go to the phones. Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you for your patience. Say hello to Angela. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Hey, Troy.
Hello to both of you. Obligatory, he shouldn't have been shot. But Charlie Kirk was a disgusting human being that the Packers did a moment of silence for him. And I guess the NFL made them or whatever. But I was really happy when I heard that was a Milwaukee game, because if I had been there, I probably would have lost my tickets.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I would have sat there silent for this person and, you know, or stood there silent. You know, honoring him. There's no way I would have been chanting racist or something, but that disgusted me too. You brought up Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop in Rochester, Minnesota, did a big Charlie Kirk's a great guy, blah, 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 garbage thing, to my sister-in-law is thinking about leaving the church because of that.
Yeah, the last thing the Catholic Church needs to do is take up sides with people that overtly support oppression. I mean, what are you doing? You have a massive PR problem already, and this, to put it mildly, is your pathway forward. And get off Fox News, Cardinal Dolan. John from Milwaukee. Yeah, John from Milwaukee, say hello to Angela. What you got for us?
Yeah, you know what I find really disturbing and disgusting is this show. Every single quote statement by Charlie Kirk, you took out of context. You know you did.
John, there is not context for saying that.
There is
black
no context
women,
to racism and all of that. No.
What is? No, what sorry. What is okay with Charlie Kirk saying that black women?
Can I speak, please?
Not when
Can
you're. I'm so tired of the context argument. If he's saying things like that. He's saying things like that.
Whole 10 minutes. Everything you played was taken out of context.
So what context? Is all of those quotes acceptable and not offensive?
It's a conversation between Charlie Kirk and whoever he was talking to. Okay,
I understand that. And what is the? I'm asking you, what is the context that makes it less horrible than what it actually is?
Play the whole clip.
I've heard the whole thing.
And you'll see the context. You're reading.
Okay, John, tomorrow, tune in tomorrow, John. I'm going to play the whole clip of Charlie Kirk talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson, Shirley Jackson Lee, Michelle Obama, and I'm going to destroy what you just said. I don't have it available to me right now, but John, you tune in tomorrow. You call me back, friend, and we will have a discussion about it. And here's the thing. About racists and homophobes and misogynists, John, the response is always, oh, it's out of context. Since when does context make that sort of statement okay? What I'm just asking questions trope makes that okay. Mm-hmm. That's just not acceptable. And I'm so... Listen.
It's revealing their hands.
Yes.
It's revealing their own viewpoints, and I don't think folks realize that.
You want to talk about when context is needed? Context, John, is needed. When conservatives are trying to shut down an accurate teaching of American history, that is historians and professional educators trying to provide what, John? Context around the great American experiment. Our failures and our successes, our shames, and the things that should make us so proud. That is context. And that is the context that white folks and conservatives are not fearless enough to confront. There is no context for racism in that virulent form. And I will break it down for you tomorrow, John. Call me back, my friend. We will discuss. Charles from Milwaukee, welcome back, my friend. Say hello to Angela. What you got for us?
Hi, Maggie and Angela. Hey. My first point is thank you for playing more clips of what the young man said that was vile and bigoted, racist. He is who he is. Like you said, I don't care how soft he spoke. Or whatever, how many people he had debate him. That doesn't stop you from being a racist and a bigot. And I'm just, Maggie, I'm just sick and tired of white people, that segment of white people that try to tell black people what racism is and is not. And you have no idea unless you walk in our shoes. When you go, and I live in Oconomowoc, actually. I have a rental place in Milwaukee, but I live in Oconomowoc. So it's nothing like walking into a place and having people look at you like, that's a black man. He doesn't belong here. What are you doing here? Yeah. Right. You don't belong here. That doesn't happen to white people.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, John has never walked up on a white lady and she clenched her purse or moved it. Mm-hmm. Like he was going to
across the street.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm tired of white people. That segment that think they know what racism is and is not. My daughters are very smart. They didn't take any white man's job, because that's what it basically is this white manosphere, this white man's society that they're upset about and they're sad. That's why they are trying to push out people of color in this country, because this huge white replacement theory that they've been pushing, and Charlie Kirk pushed it as well. Hateful, just hateful people, and I don't understand why. Your God that created you also created me. He didn't make you and then stop making people of color and say, well, we're going to let somebody else make them. Your same God made me. Just because I got pigment in my skin does not make you better than me.
Charlie Kirk said it did. And that is, right. that is fundamentally the problem here. And the great irony, I love how, I don't hear this from John, I don't hear this from other folks. Charlie Kirk had absolutely zero qualifications to do anything.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk didn't have advanced degrees. Charlie Kirk wasn't a lawyer. Charlie Kirk wasn't a sociologist. Charlie Kirk didn't have a PhD in criminology. Charlie Kirk didn't have a degree in anything remotely relevant to what he got on a mic every day and talked to millions of people about and said, oh, I'm just asking questions. Just asking questions. Mm-hmm. And 90% of his factual premises that he cited were what? Out of context or straight up lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's just interesting because I do think that how people are responding to this is like revealing their true motives and like how they actually experience the world and view racism. I think a lot of people did the readings and, you know, bought some books in 2020. And then like when push comes to shove, like they don't understand this moment based off of their learning. Clearly it goes to show they need to learn more. But I also think too, going back to the other folks and how people are clearly upset that we're calling out the racism in here. Let's also talk about how, you know, what was being talked about in the last call, how we're tone policing Black and brown and trans folks and every marginalized group that he has ever talked about. We are tone policing how we're responding to his death. Right. And I'm not saying, you know, there are folks out here in the streets partying, celebrating. Right. But to say, you know what? I'm not too sad that I, as a trans person or whoever, like a really good friend of mine is trans, and we were talking about it, and he was like, listen, I don't feel anything. And that's okay. But tone policing how people are supposed to feel about it is very revealing of your own true values.
Folks, that is Angela Block, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. She's going to be with me on the other side. So are you. Trace from Portage is up next. We may even give CJ a crack at it so he can tell us how we're probably the racists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All that coming up and so much more. Keep it locked, everybody. If you want to join in, 855-752-4842. Was Charlie Kirk a hero? Nope. He was a racist. Nope. We'll discuss on the other side. Stay with us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.